Now, up to 10,000 UK licensed drivers resident in Ireland have yet to swap their driving licence and will be driving illegally if there's a no-deal Brexit on the 31st of October. The warning came from the Minister of State for European Affairs, Helen McEntee, at the National Driving Licence Service in Santry this lunchtime. And our reporter, Diane Connor, was there and joins us now. Diane, first of all, what did the Minister say?
Well, the main reason today for talking to the media is to raise awareness for those people who still have their UK driver's licences and are resident in Ireland. They estimate that to be up to 40,000 drivers. Already this year, 32,000 drivers with UK licences have swapped their licences for an Irish licence. And the message that the Minister wants to get across today is that on the 31st of October, if there is a no-deal Brexit, those people with UK licences, the licences will be invalid. It will be illegal. So therefore, there will be major consequences. Driving with an illegal licence, and also that would have major consequences in relation to insurance and possibility of being prosecuted by Gardaí.
So what do you do then if you have one of these licences? You've got to get it changed. Is there enough time to do that now before the 31st?
There is. There's plenty of time. There's 40 days left until the 31st of October. And the RSA is saying that it's a 10-day turnaround. So at the moment, if somebody was to go and change the driving licence, you go into your driving licence centre, you fill out an application form, and there's a quick turnaround of 10 days. The RSA, though, are stressing, that's the Road Safety Authority, are stressing that the closer it gets to the deadline, if people are doing this very, very last minute, there could be issues, obviously. It may take longer, and they can't guarantee that 10-day turnaround. Now, when it came up to the previous deadline of the end of March, Moya Doherty said that it was a case of, Moya Murdoch rather, said it was a case of, and they were getting about 700 applications a day in the run up to then. At the moment, in the last few days, they've been receiving 250 applications a day of drivers wanting to swap their licences. And they're expecting that to increase over the coming weeks. And to deal with the influx and the expected spike in demand, they are adding extra staff in the bigger centres, like I'm here in Santry, and also longer opening hours to help people to get in to get this done.
Okay, Diane Connor reporting there from Santry.